Is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American I'm talking about that's listening to this radio show right now? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. The answer to, well, the totalitarian known as Jerry Brown and the rest of the California mono-government system. Yeah, those guys. Boy, I'll tell you, things are playing out quite nicely. Special announcement at 11 o'clock today Pacific time. Grievance number 10 from New California will be read on 13 different steps of county courthouses around California. It is a force du jour that has developed against the tyranny in Sacramento. You might want to check in on newcaliforniastate.com and check out what we're reading about. You will be able to do so at 11 o'clock today. It will be put up on the website and you can see it. The media will be present. Anyway, so a lot of things going on like I've been talking about. We talked about the school shooting in Parkland. We also talked about sanctuary status. Orange County, the county itself, is going to go into litigation against California. This is something that has been brewing. A lot of other cities in Orange County are starting to follow suit. Yorba Linda, California, Mission Viejo, a whole bunch of others are starting to jump on board against Jerry Brown and SB 54, as it's known. Anyway, right now we have a very special guest with us. His name is Brian Boucher, and he is the Chief Operating Officer of the Millennial Solution, and he is featured as a keynote speaker in many places, best-selling author and success coach to thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide. And Brian, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Good to be with you, Paul.
Well, tell us about, you are a millennial, I suspect. Is that correct?
I am, 29 years old. My wife and I own the company together, and we travel all over the United States working with companies, working with political organizations on how to attract the next generation to their causes and movements.
I see. Now, you see, I have a particular need as the person, one of the people in charge of New California State, which, of course, is a movement that we're trying to attract millennials to. How would you approach our situation? We want more. By the way, we have a lot of millennials. We certainly want to be very attractive to millennials as a prospective new state in the union. How would you go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the first mistake that many politicos make when it comes to millennials is assuming that they're Democrats, assuming that they're socialists, that they vote 2-1 Democrat or socialist. I actually think millennials are a mixed bag, especially those that are really big fans of the free market, those that live in the Midwest, those that live in the southern parts of the United States. I have to say that Republicans, conservatives, libertarians alike have a massive opportunity when it comes to millennials if they turn the focus to free markets, farm-to-table politics. That's what I always tell people when it comes to political movements like this. At the end of the day, millennials like organic, farm-to-table food. They like to know that the cow that's on their plate came from 2 miles away. It's a great parallel when it comes to helping them understand why closer government is better than federal government off in a distant land. They're also big lovers of the free market. 67% of millennials say they want to start their own business one day. Now, will all of them do that? Of course not. But there's a desire there that needs to be tapped into by this movement to show them that conservative, liberty-loving principles, liberty-minded people, it's a better environment for them to live the dream that they've always wanted.
So in our position as New California, what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of all the restrictions that have been, you know, just absolutely strangling out businesses and startup businesses in California. We're going to entice people with, you know, not liberal ideas, but conservative notions about starting up businesses and entrepreneurial behavior. You think that's the right approach for New California?
I think it's a great approach. I think it actually comes down to the language more than anything else. When you see those on television, those on the radio screaming, "Constitution, I'm for the Constitution. I love it. It's my cornerstone." That's great. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But when it comes to most millennials, when you look at their education system that they grew up in, the households they grew up in, the colleges they went to, most millennials don't understand the significance that the Constitution offers to their day-to-day personal life. They don't know how it affects them. So you've got to talk about these things in different terms. You're not necessarily going to bring a whole bunch of millennials to the table and get them to say, "I love the Constitution. I adopt it as the single thing that motivates me from day to day." It's easier to talk about liberty, freedom, conservative principles when it comes to building businesses in the terms of free market. Millennials don't like capitalism. In fact, when you poll test millennials, whether they prefer socialism or capitalism, they choose socialism. Not because they know what it means. In fact, they think it's just kind of a social, we're all in this together kind of thing. But when you compare free markets to government control of resources, millennials choose free markets every single time. So the language matters here. Language matters. I mean, there's when 67% of a generation wants to start a business, conservatives have the upper hand. They're just not making the argument correctly.
Right now, we have special guest Brian Boucher, and he is the Chief Operating Officer of the Millennial Solution, and he's also a keynote speaker in many places and a best-selling author. Okay, so let's continue on with this. I have to watch my clock to make sure I've got enough time. I've got about a minute or so, about a minute and a half here. If you were advising us, and of course, yeah, I'm sort of bleeding you of information at this point. If you were advising us, you would tell us that this issue that comes up about the Constitution and knowing and not knowing is a chasm that needs to be connected together. How did we do that?
Well, I think the first step is to get millennials to love and enjoy the benefits of a constitution, right? They're not necessarily going to agree in principle right off the bat, but if you can get them to touch and feel the feature, right? When you show somebody a car, right? Let's say you're selling a car, you're not going to say, well, you should buy a Chevy because Chevy's been around for 50 years. No, you're going to show them the Apple CarPlay, the dual air conditioning control, the heated seats, the cooled seats. Show them the benefits. Millennials are a show me, not tell me generation. They want to be a part of your movement, not talk to. They want to talk with you. So when it comes to showing millennials constitutional principles and eventually getting them across that bridge, you have to show them the features, right? The Constitution allows me to live as I please, own a business as I please, give back to my community as I please, and find personal significance and enjoyment free from most every kind of interruption.
Well, you know, you bring up some just fantastic points and points that we're trying to bring across to the younger generation, as I would call them. But the millennials have been much maligned as for a number of different reasons, which is totally unfair. And we've discovered that in our quest here to create New California. But your words and your thoughts are absolutely spot on, as far as I can tell. Anyway, we're talking to Brian Bruchet of Millennial Solutions. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes following the commercials and talk more to Brian. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. It's in the breach right now. Grievance number 10 to be read today at 11 a.m. Join us. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. HealthyMed is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking with Brian Brochet. He is the Chief Operating Officer of the Millennial Solution. He's also a featured keynote speaker, and you work with Gabriella Brochet, who is the president and founder of the Millennial Solution. That's your wife, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly. There you go. Yeah, you know how the wives are, you know. They're apparent and allegedly. Anyway, so this has just been a fascinating conversation and very, very timely, of course, for New California because, you know, our part of our quest is to again, draw in the millennials, and we've been very successful. And, you know, thinking back on what you've been talking about, it's very, very clear. And, of course, this is what we've had the issue with, not just with millennials, but a lot of people. And, I was a school administrator and school superintendent in education, California Public Schools, for 41 years and 26 as an administrator. Actually, more than that, I still want to say. Anyway, but the gap in non-understanding of the Constitution to reality is enormous, and that's been by deliberate design. That happened well before you were born, actually. I saw that whole thing starting to break down in California, and of course, where California goes, everybody else goes, and now we just have this huge gap of not understanding the significance of the Constitution, and we are constantly teaching about the Constitution no matter what and reinforcing everything that we say. As an example, we're going to be reading grievance number 10. We've got 40 grievances to be read. We've read 9. Today will be 10. But we constantly reinforce what parts of the Constitution we're talking about. And some people who understand the Constitution say, hey, can you not say so much? But other people are saying, tell me more. They want to know more about what's in the Constitution. You're finding that with the millennials as well.
I mean, a lot of people hate on the Constitution. I mean, even our former president, Barack Obama, he hated on the Constitution. He's not a big fan of that. A lot of folks aren't a fan of the Constitution, but we have to remember a singular fact here. This is the most successful political document in world history, second only to the Declaration of Independence that actually started this whole thing. But this is literally one of the most successful political governing documents in world history. So I'm not one to suggest tossing this thing out. I love the thing. It is the absolute cornerstone of what we have, every bit of our freedoms. It confirms our freedoms, the ones we already have before government even exists. But there are so many benefits to a constitution like we have. And there's a really big bridge that needs to be built. I mean, there are people that kind of know of the Constitution, know that we have one as a nation, but for some, most don't understand the Constitution's daily impact in their lives. And we spend so much time talking about constitutional theory, which is all well and great, but we don't spend enough time talking about the practical, the how, the what. How does it touch and feel my senses? How does it impact my life? How does it increase my opportunity and give me a leg up in society? We don't talk enough about the features. Remember, as a business owner, I'm constantly thinking about it this way. You've got to move people from pain to pleasure, problem to solution, brokenness to restoration. And if you don't build a bridge between those two things, problem to solution, pain to pleasure, if you don't show people the pleasure, the desires that come, the desires that can be achieved in this constitutional republic, then they're not going to care about the principles and the theory of the Constitution.
Well, you know, one of the things to bring this out and to highlight it, it's not just the millennials. I had a so-called constitutional professor call me from a major university on the East Coast, and I'm not going to say the university or his name. And when we declared independence for New California on January 15th, and the world exploded, we were number one on Twitter for 13 days worldwide.
Yeah.
Just phenomenal. And, of course, what it was is that everybody said, oh, my God, the Declaration of Independence has been something, it's come alive again. And it was interesting. The phenomena was going on about the first part of February. I get this call from this professor, and he says, how are you doing this? How is this going? Now, he's supposedly a constitutional professor. And I'm realizing that this guy is suffering from the same gap that the millennials are suffering from. He doesn't understand the reality check and what the document actually says. He doesn't know how to put it to work. And yeah. So I said, what we're doing is following the Constitution, and we're following Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, and that's all we're doing. And he just paused for a second, and he goes, you're actually making it happen.
Yeah, and I think for all these constitutional professors who spend time off in theory land and never step into reality or even the business environment and build something that actually makes money other than some books, you know, I have a word for you. Start looking at the practical benefits of what the Constitution provides. It is kind of shocking if you've never seen something like a constitutional convention or a convention of states or any of the articles played out in real life. It is kind of shocking to the conscience, but in this sense, this is a great thing. And the trend line that you guys had for over 13 days worldwide, it is evidence that there is some true frustration and anger. People's liberties are being pushed and shoved. And when liberties and rights are pushed and shoved, people who are free people don't like it, and they have a right to push back. They have an absolute right to push back.
And they don't like it. I'm telling you, we have gotten of the calls, the thousands of calls and emails, easily 95% are in total support of what we're doing. Easily 95%. It's just phenomenal.
I'm in complete support of what you're doing. I think you guys have a giant boat anchor attached to you in a lot of the coastline of your state, and it's holding you back. It's holding you back from your entrepreneurial dreams. I do want to give this piece of advice to this movement. I would say, what's really important to know here is that you're going to have to work with people that you don't always agree with, right? You may be working with people who are socially liberal but fiscally conservative. You may be working with people who are socially liberal and fiscally liberal, but they're still business owners. What I would encourage you to do to further build this movement is to start looking for the 1% of common ground where you can have a handshake over and develop some sense of a relationship with. I'm going to tell you, ideological politics, name calling, snowflake culture, whatever you want to call it, you can't build a movement when you're punching people in the face.
That's exactly right.
You can't get people to sit down at the table after you've punched them in the nose. And it just doesn't work. Well, you're going to have to build relationships and bridges with people you never thought you would need to.
And we've seen that in the other movements, by the way, who want to punch back at the various legends. And you can't do that. You just can't do that. You have to look for common ground with everybody. And that's what we've been attempting to do. That's what we have been doing, and it works. It absolutely works. But the advice is absolutely excellent for everybody who's out there listening to this. That's exactly how we're going to proceed in New California. We have to, because we're all in it together. And by the way, I might want to add that those that we thought were going to resist us, these so-called extreme liberals, you know, we got people from San Francisco and Marin County wanting to join, and they're saying, look, we're as liberal as it gets, but we think you're on the right track.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise. When people's liberties are infringed, even the most liberal will push back. And I will tell you that, I mean, think about it this way. How do you convert people to your movement, any kind of movement? You have to build trust. Authenticity is connected to trust, and trust is connected to conversion. If you want people to follow your movement and be a part of this free market movement in California, I give you two tips. Help people solve their number one problem, or help them achieve their number one desire, or both, right? So if they have a desire to be an entrepreneur, if they have a desire to grow financially, if they have a desire to help their community through private sector mechanisms, if they have those desires, focus your movement on helping people achieve their individual goals and desires, and help eliminate their problems, or show them how to eliminate their problems. That's where trust comes from, and that's how movements are built quickly.
Well, Brian, our time is about up. Can you tell us how we can get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite things to do is hang out with executives and leaders and help them understand how to engage this generation of incredible free market minded young talent. You can find us over at millennialsolution.com. Find me on Twitter at Brian Beauchet. We have a ton of free resources for you if you're looking for more.
Awesome. Hey, listen, Brian, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Great interview there. Brian Brochet, Chief Operating Officer of Millennial Solutions. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Wow, what an interview that was with Brian Brochet, Millennial Solutions. You think we might want to use him in New California? Maybe a partnership developing there. Maybe not. Okay, you know, we haven't gone to Fox for this last 2 hours. I'm sorry. I'm just kind of a little giddy because I know, you know what I know? I know that New California is going to happen. It's so obvious that it's going to happen. It has to happen. As all of you know. It absolutely has to happen. Okay, what are we? I'm sorry. I'm getting. Listen, okay, stop it. You guys, everybody's messaging me right now. And I'm getting. Listen, cell phone, my iPad, and of course, all the things that are going on here with. different things happening on the news. So these things are flashing up. Okay, I'm distracted. Totally. Don't do this to me. It's almost, I mean, come on, we're into the third hour. Why are people doing this? So a couple of things going on. We're cruising over to Fox here just because I wanted to. Here we go. Nice road to ruin. We're going to read that one in a second. Here we go. Retired Supreme Court Justice calls for repeal of Second Amendment. Yeah, that's real smart. Aren't we glad he's gone? North Korea's green mystery train spotted in China amid report. Kim Il-sung visited Beijing. Okay, so retired Supreme Court Justice calls for repeal of Second Amendment. Oh, that's great. Like, that's going to happen. What a moron. Says John Paul Stevens, the 97-year-old, okay, there you go, is calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment and has encouraged anti-gun protesters to do the same. Stevens, once the leader of the court's liberals, said the school children and their supporters who have been demonstrating against school shootings should seek more effective and more lasting reform. This guy, it's too bad. It's too sad. Aren't we glad he's not on the Supreme Court today? Next, Kerry Jackson. Now, I don't know where this Kerry Jackson comes from. Kerry Jackson opinion from Fox News. Says here, Trump is right. California is out of control. Well, this plays right into the new California theses.
Fox News alert. Overnight, a city in California made history voting to break away from California's sanctuary law. The Los Alamitos Council voted 4-1 to opt out of a new law limiting cooperation with law enforcement and ICE. City Council member and a former mayor of the town, Shelley Hasselbrink, voted last night. She joins us live from L.A. Shelley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so we've heard so much about this trend out in California. First, it was sanctuary cities, then California became a sanctuary state. But last night, your town did what?
What we did is we looked at the mandate, SB 54, that was passed down through the state of California, basically forcing or mandating all of the California cities to adhere to the sanctuary city law. And we looked at that, based on our oath of office, that we took our oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States and also the Constitution of California. And when those two conflicted, as SB 54 did conflict, we had to go look back at Article 6 of the Constitution, where the law of the land prevails with the federal government.
Sure.
So based on that, then now we're dealing with legal versus illegal. And it's not really about immigration. It's never been about immigration. It's always been, to me, about illegal immigration. And we need to not support illegal anything in our city. And this was the only recourse that we had not to support this.
Well, Shelley, it's extraordinary for a lot of people, Shelley, looking in from other parts of the country where the state of California, because they've got this sanctuary law, you know, they can decide, okay, we're gonna follow that law, but we're not going to follow that law, which just seems crazy.
Right, exactly. And so our only recourse was to look at what was best for our city. We've done that with a lot of mandates. With the marijuana mandate, we looked at our city and we put an ordinance in place that's not allowed in our city. The cultivation and sell of marijuana is not allowed in our city because we thought that mm-hmm. was best. It was in conflict with the state law, but we are doing what's okay. best for our city. We don't want to tie the hands of our law enforcement, and we felt that SB 54 did exactly that.
So, Shelley, how many communities in the state of California actually cooperate with ICE, like your town?
Officially, right now, all of them except us, but I have a feeling that this is going to be a snowball effect in other cities because this wasn't given to the voters to vote on about whether to become a sanctuary state or not. The cities are now being able to speak up on behalf of the voters, and I think you're going to see more and more action in individual cities like this just because we need to get our voices heard, and we found that this is probably the only way to do this.
All right. Standing up to the state capitol, Shelley Hasselbrink, a city council member there in Los Alamitos, just south of Los Angeles. Shelley, thank you very much.
Okay, Shelley, thank you very much. Shelley Hasselbrink. So, this editorial that goes and matches this story Trump is right. California is out of control, by Kerry Jackson, Fox News. It's an opinion. And it goes on. It says, when President Trump recently visited California, he came away with a sense that it is totally out of control. If he arrived at that conclusion from just a single visit, imagine how many who live in the state feel. Now, come on. That's not really fair. He owns property here. He's been here many times. But he does feel like, wow, it's craziness there. There's a problem. To be fair, California itself isn't out of control. There are many among the 40 million who honorably and honestly go about their daily businesses. Outside of Antifa riots and some infantile behavior on college campuses, there are no mobs in the streets. Crime is up, but not unrestrainable. There are multiple efforts brewing to break up the state, but none are threatening violent insurgencies, though there is CalExit movement that calls for the state to leave the union. That's his comment. What is out of control is California's ruling class. Much of its political agenda is hostile to basic human liberty and mocks the limits of what government should be allowed to do in an ostensibly free society. Likely, the sharpest thorn in Trump's side is California's lawmakers' contempt of our federal system. States enjoy wide latitude to pursue their own destinies. The 10th Amendment provides states with powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, but it doesn't allow them to conduct their own foreign policy, which is the providence of the federal executive branch. That is a fact. If all this isn't enough to convince the rest of the country that California lawmakers are out of control, add to it legislation that regulates cattle flatulence in the name of climate change. Yet California has decided that it is a sanctuary state where federal immigration laws don't apply. Since January 1st, state and local law enforcement officials have been barred from cooperating with law, federal immigration have been barred by law from cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. No matter what one feels about immigration, those who respect the federal system have to admit that this is out of bounds. Of course, the 78 state lawmakers who voted in favor of declaring California a sanctuary state think their sort of secessionist thinking is just fine. See, that's the sad thing, and I've said this before. We have 128 legislators. We have 80 assembly members and 40, count them, senators. So now let's do some quick math about how many support New California of that 78. Now you're starting to whittle down the numbers now, aren't you? Who favored declaring California a sanctuary state think their sort of secessionist thinking is just fine. But they have a test ahead. It's going to be interesting to see if it's acceptable for them, for one of their cities to secede from their secession. What they are going to do with Los Alamitos City Council, which voted on March 19th to exempt their Orange County city from the sanctuary state law, what are they going to do about it? And this is a dilemma. I was actually asking this question last night to some people. I'm glad this has come up. Like the legislature, Governor Jerry Brown has also dabbled in foreign affairs. He's invited the whole world to a climate summit in San Francisco this year and has signed climate deals with Chinese officials. While Brown played on the world stage, state lawmakers were hard at work at home banning plastic shopping bags from grocery stores, proposing to criminalize what they see as an irresponsible use of plastic straws, and continuing to raise taxes, which are already the most backbreaking in the nation. According to the Tax Foundation, California has the sixth highest state local tax burden as a percentage of income and ranks 48th in the state business tax climate index and has the most punishing individual top income tax brackets and is the home of the highest state sales tax. After passing a $52 billion fuel tax hike last year, California has moved closer to having the highest combined gasoline and diesel taxes in the country, though it's not quite there yet. Don't you just find it interesting, all this talk? Anyway, we'll be back.
can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're reading this article. It's by Kerry Jackson, a fellow at the Center of California Reform at the Pacific Research Institute. Now, we know them well here on Agenda 21 Radio. So, and it made the Fox News on this. And I'm really glad this is a good thing for Kerry and the Pacific Research Institute. Okay, so anyway, but this article, which is really well written, says, you know, talks about all the different things that are going on with California. It gives a lot of specific facts, which points to why people are in revolt now. We're revolting against California state rebellion against the Constitution. That's the key thing. Now, the one of the things they bring up, one of the things she brings up is... according to the Tax Foundation, California has the sixth highest state local tax burden as a percentage of income, ranks 48th in the state business tax climate index, has the most punishing individual top income tax rates in brackets, and is the home of the highest state sales tax. After passing a $52 billion fuel tax hike last year, California has moved closer to having the highest combined gasoline and diesel taxes in the country, though it's not quite there yet. Now, where does all this money go? And by the way, Californians, beware. 40 cents per gallon is going to hit you in April. The summer blend is here. And it's going to hit you 40 cents per gallon. So you're paying three something now. Could be up to $4. That's a fact. Thanks to Jerry Brown. And this, you know, you've been asleep. Well, now New California is not asleep. We're doing something. Anyway, they go on to say, if all this isn't enough to convince the rest of the country that California lawmakers are out of control, add to it legislation that regulates cattle flatulence in the name of the climate. A law that requires greenhouse gas emissions to be cut by 40% below 1990 levels by 2030, even though the state's law's language says it will be at least... listen to this, at least cost hundreds of millions of dollars a year to make this happen. That's not going to happen in New California, by the way. And all of this is something else. A $15 minimum wage by 2022 that Brown admitted, quote, may not make a lot of sense economically and will, without question, depress employment. He says that. He knows that. Can it get worse? Bet on it. One legislator has proposed banning the sale of gas-powered cars by 2040. Another wants to require every kilowatt of electric power sold in the state to be generated by renewable sources by 2045. These ideas are, like so much public policy in California, as foolish as they sound. That's what we live with out here in California. I just had to get it off my chest, wouldn't you? It's out of control, and this is the point behind New California and what we're doing with New California. Today we read grievance number 10. Because of the time and so on, I can't read it to you now. We will be reading grievance number 10 at 11 o'clock, approximately 2 hours and 10 minutes from now, and it will be public at that point. You can go to newcaliforniastate.com and read grievance number 10. It will be there, and then shortly the posting will also be up. In other words, we will have the YouTube version for you to see, because it is important that you read this and you listen to it and you see what's going on. This is a very, very big and important grievance that we are going to come out with, grievance number 10. And oh boy, Jerry and the folks have another 30 weeks of grievances to endure. Another 30 weeks of grievances to endure. And all those that want to feel strengthened and empowered by what we're saying with these grievances, all you people out there that have city, that are involved with city government and county government, you're welcome to come on board and read these documents, use these documents, study the Constitution. It's so important that you do that, because you are in a constitutional crisis with the state of California. And you have every right to push back on things that are illegal and unconstitutional and go against your oath of office. That is important to understand. You've sworn an oath to the Constitution of the United States first and foremost. And as you listen to Shelley from Los Alamitos, she was saying they had to go back and look at Article 6, Clause 2, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, to actually get it, to actually understand their position, to actually understand their position as elected officials who have sworn an oath of office. Now that takes a lot, ladies and gentlemen, and they did it. You, as responsible Americans, need to understand the Constitution, how it's playing out right before your very eyes. And it is. The Constitution is alive and well when you use it. It's not that it's an imperfect document, as President Barack Hussein Obama always touted. It's not. It is. It's got imperfections. We can correct those imperfections. But you know what? It stands tall because it stands alone by itself. It's not constantly being revised. It's being utilized. When you utilize it, it works. When you just look at it as something up on the shelves and get all theoretical, that's when you want to do a con, because you're being lazy. You're not exercising the Constitution. You're being lazy. That's why these movements will always die. And the Constitution will always prevail. Because people will learn to exercise it. Like we're learning, and we've learned to exercise Article 4, Section 3, and Section 4 of the Constitution. We are demanding a Republican form of government. We are demanding to be free from invasion and to be free from violence and to form a new state called New California. That's what we are demanding. We are exercising our constitutional right. And you know what? It's working. It's an unstoppable mechanism. Tyrants fear the document for obvious reasons. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. What a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Grievance number 10 to be read in a little while. And you'll also be able to see the grievance on agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. You'll be able to see it there. We just have so many great things happening. It's just good news all the way around for us. I mean, really, truly it is. A lot of people don't understand that. But we are, of course, moving into an era, I guess you would say, an era that is, shaping the country. We will become the 51st state. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. The movement of people, resources, and so on, it is going to happen. And we're going to be dialed in as much as possible to our constituency in New California. So all of you counties that are jumping on board, welcome. There's a lot of them jumping on board. And we're so happy. We're absolutely so happy. We've got 37 right now. We'll be up to 46 really soon. Give us another week or two, and we're going to get started on all that again. We're really working with the counties right now to get those counties. We're working to get senators and assembly members for the legislative branch of New California. We have executive. We're going for legislative now. Yep, New California government is coming alive. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.